my daughter, she loves doing her artwork. Yeah, she's been doing real well with her art.
I think she done a picture of Jackie Charles.
Yeah, that's right.
She won an award for it, I think.
Yeah, she did.
She won an award for it. It's his daughter.
Yeah, and it's all spread around Bendigo and that. It's pretty, yeah. She was happy about that. I sent a fair bit of artwork out to her, and she said that she wanted to start getting into it. And I told her if that's what she wants to do, and she's continued with that. She finished her year 12, and she's continuing to be an artist. That's what she wants to do. So I told her whatever she wants to do, as long as it makes her happy, stick to it.
And
so
just tell her to keep telling stories in it.
Oh well, that's exactly what I told her. I said anytime you do artwork, there's got to be a story behind it. Otherwise, there's no point to the artwork.
You're in the Torch program and that, isn't it? And
yeah.
How much do you think that helped you for when you got released?
Oh, it helped me a whole lot, Unc. Look, yeah, I was doing a lot of art up at Fulham to begin with, and then I went from Fulham down to Ravenhall. I was doing art there, and then I came to Barwon. I was doing art here at Barwon, and then I got released in August 21. So yeah, I got released, then I was doing my art in the community, and then a breach of parole, so I come back in to Barwon. I was upset right before I got grabbed this time to come back in. I was being offered to go and do the murals with the Torch and do that course. I think it was a 3-day or 2-day course.
Yeah, the mural project.
Yeah, the mural project. And right when I was due to go and get it, I got grabbed and brought back in. I was upset about that. But hopefully when I get out next, I'll get hold of Unc and get hold of the Torch, and hopefully everything goes well, you know.